The Poskin Yecheskel, the love show begotten Acherim. So half a minute, Mashm was talking about the on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. He used to wear other begotten. But lo yikatshu wear some of the and they were not makadosh the people with their begotten. So now, my love Acherim means chashuv mehen. So it says now what Mashm in the afternoon, the Kohen Gadol changed to put on the second time the big day loving. And the Havmin is now Volov Shu Begodim Achim. He put on another pair of Begodim. So the Havmin is the second pair is more choshev, more valuable than the first pair. So that's not like Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah is Mashma, the morning pair is more expensive than the afternoon pair. And here it's Mashma Volov Shu Begodim Achim. The Kohen Gadol put on another pair of Begodim. And Mashma will soon see why that the Achim, the second pair, is more expensive than the first one. So where it says, my love, Achirim, Chashuv, Mehen, that the second pair is more Chashuv than the first pair, that's the Kashita Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, Poshid, Loi, Achirim means Pchusim, Mehen. True, the Kohen Gadol changed to put on a second time the Big Day Lovin. It was a new Ksoinis, but the second Ksoinis was Pchusim, was less valuable than the morning one. So there is no Stirutah Mishnah. So Rashi learns like this, Meisvei, Kasina Bresha, Gwadah Kasina Tonir Rashmul, like we have the Girsa. The what? Meisvei. V'lov shu begodim acherim. V'loi gastina v'korvu el asher lov. We don't bring down that posik. To who kro loi gabe shirus ksiv. El agabe begodim shochlu behem. V'lo yesh lukum yom kippah. The other posik is not talking about yom kippah. Because that's talking about the eight. El mehai kro moisiv. O v'tzei stoma chotzer chitzoyna. When they went out from the outside chotzer. V'ikol lukum yom kippah. Yesid liyel minei v'hoye v'voye ma'shara chotzer plimis. It says it's talking about the Kohen Gadol goes to find the Pnim. Lo yalo aleihem tzemer, you should not wear wool. Elavad b'yom kippurim tziv. Di b'shar yimeres hashana, v'yikamil d'kula tcheles. As the pasuk is saying, you're not allowed to wear wool. Now that only goes on Yom Kippur, because the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol's begodim has wool in it. Because Eshtin's the meal has tcheles, has wool. V'choshin v'yefod yispe tcheles also. It has wool. So the pasuk is saying, you're not allowed to wear wool. It means when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes to Chayim Lefnim. Uksiv basrei v'tzeisim elachotzer achitzonim. When they go outside, yifshitu es begdeim. Let them take it off. Then v'lom shu begodim acherim. Then he puts back on again a second pair. V'gasalka daita tochikomer. V'gashayach sovi yikon esham. Bein harbayim. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes back, Lifnai Lifnim, to take out the Kafa Machta. He asked again, put on a second time the Big Day Lovin. The Pasuk says, V'lovash Big Day Bad Achirim. He should put on now a second pair of Big Day Bad. V'lo Yasser Rishonim. He cannot put back on the same pair or the same Ksainis that he wore before, but he has to have a new Ksainis now. V'mishum L'Ramza Moshe B'Yaraisa. The Torah doesn't say clearly about this. There's only halach l'mashim Sinai, more or less, about the Kohen Gadol has to wear a second pair on Yom Kippur. There's also Yechesk now is coming, the Asamchi Akron, and he's being Mitzvah on the Kron. That's the end of the post that says, if Am was not Mekadish, that's on something else. That when the Kohen Gadol later mixes together with the regular people, he puts on Big Day Choyl. But I call upon him, so this pasuk in Cheskel is talking about on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes the second time, the final of Nim, to take out the mach and the kaf and the machta, he has to put on a second pair of Big Day Lovin, a second pair of Ksainis. Now the Haviminer is that Gadol Acherim means they're more expensive. Trashi my lav Acherim chashuvim mehem. The lav, if not for that, le'alinu lomli lemechtav Acherim, the mashmas le'yil dem le'rishonim. Like, if not to say that better, what does it have to say it for? That's the Havamina. That Begodim Acherim means he's putting on better ones. I think the Rosh Ritva speaks out. There's always a Svara Malam Bekodesh Vlemaridin. You always have to go up higher. So the Svara to say the second pier should be more expensive than the morning pier. Because that's like a Malam, now you're going higher. So Gemara answers, Lo, Tchusim Mehen. No, I'll tell you, Begodim Acherim means they're less. They're not as valuable as the morning one. I watched the Hezbo why. So Rashi explains, Lefi Shavoido Rishona Chashuva, Umechaperis, Vizu Enuel Lefanes Esamokim. That in the morning, when he went into Lefnai Lefnim the first time, he went to bring the Kabonis of the Avoida Sayyim, and he brought the Kateris then. So those things are being Mechaper. So since in the morning he went into Mechaper, that's the Svar he has to have expensive Ksainis. Mashenkin, later in the afternoon, we went back a second time, Lefnai Lefnim, that was only to take out the Kaf and the Machta of the Kateris. Not to do it in Avoida, it was only to take out the shovel that he left there. Shein kovet shiyo munachim sham. It's not nice to stay there. Lefikach shina kosim b'begodim lefchois. That's why the Torah's makbid, you should wear b'begodim chusim, because you're not doing such a big avodah now. The second time the Kohen Gadol went lefnei lefnim, it was only to take out the kaf of the machta. It's not such a kosher avodah. Therefore, the avodah, therefore, it should be done with b'begodim chusim, like our Mishnah says. Right, the Tony Rafuna, Bar Yehuda. The Yamrulon, some say Ravu Shmuel, Bar Yehuda. The what? No, the Yamrulon, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda. That Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda said like this, that Achash Shalkoso Avoidus Tzibur. After the Kohen finished doing the Avoidus Tzibur, could be going on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol finished doing all the Avoidus of the Korban Tzibur, he finished the Tomit Shal Ben Rabbayim. Now, Koyin Shasa Soloi Imoi, Sinus, what's going to be if the Koyin's mother made for him like a private Sinus, made his own robe? Is Alocha Loiv Shah, he's allowed to wear it now, the Koyin? V'yavid Bo, and he could do a type of an Avoida. What type of an Avoida? Avoidas Yochid. An Avoidas Yochid he could do with it, but not an Avoidas Fever. Hey, these Sinus that the mother of the Koyin made for her own son, so it's called Big Day Kodesh. He's allowed to do an avoida, but only avoidas yochid. And the Mishnah ends off the brayson uvavad shiemasren l'tzibur. He's even to do an avoidas yochid. He could only do it to kohen if the mother was moisa gave over the value of the ksoinis to the tzibur. In other words, that's the locha. The big day kunam has to come from the tzibur. It can't be private to godim. So even if the private mother made her own son a beged, she has to give it over to the tzibur. And then he can use the l'shas avoida. And which avoida? An avoidas yochid. Let's see Rashi. What's called an avoidas yochid? Rashi avoidas yochid. Hoitzos kafu machta. That's this avoida. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he's doing now the kafu machta, he could wear a ksenis that his mother made for him. Shein etzrich letzibur. It's not such a big korban tzibur. It's not avoidas tzibur here. El lefish shematel asol of lefanas esamokim lefik a korban lo avoidas yochid. Since it has to be done today, that's why it's called an avoidas yochid. That's where Rashi learns. Other Mepharshim learn Avodas Yochid means like Lav Dafka and Yom Kippur. It means if you want to bring a private korban, if you want to bring your own private korban, also you're allowed to wear Big Day the begodim that your mother made for you. Avo Bovat she must rent a tzibur. The drashi the soif may Avodas Tziburhi. Like a korban taking out the kafu machta and Yom Kippur is the end like of the Avodas of Yom Kippur. So it's still called an Avodas of the tzibur. Therefore, you have to be makpid that your mother was moisa gave over the begodim to the tzibur. Rashi, kach mi rabbeinu. This is where I like pshat. Vani shemati heard another pshat that avodas yochid means mikra parsha, delaying the parsha. The Tanan will learn later in the Mishnah that kerav yistalis loven. The Kohen Gadol used to read on Yom Kippur wearing a loven, a yistalis loven, a white begodim. Mishalai, his own private. So to read the parsha in the Torah, that is a lot to do with his own private begodim. The kashli is the Rashi begavur. To loy tenan hosom ubavash yosrenu betzibur. Like there, it's a portion of locha b'shash yelain the Torah. It's not an avodas of the kabbonis. So pshit, you let to wear your own begodim, you create your own private robe. And there, it doesn't say you have to give it over to the tzibur. Over here, it says clearly you have to give it over to the tzibur. So mashma, we're talking about still an avodah that has shaykes to the tzibur. Therefore, Rashi learns pshat that avodas yochid means. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to go Nochemol Lefnei Lefnim to take out the Kafu Machta. That was called an Avodas Yochid. It wasn't that important. It wasn't really part of the Avodas Hayayim. Therefore, with a Malbush of a Yochid, you could also use. Now, you could use your own private Pagodim that your mother made for you. Now, the Miri speaks out, it depends how it is. If you make your own private Pagodim, right away you give it over to the Tzibur, before you use it at all. So then mamish, it's a regular big day kuna, and you can do any avodah you want with it. Even avodah tzibur. Here we're talking about that first your mother made it for you, and you put it on. And now that you put it on, now they want to give it over to the tzibur. So since you are wearing it now, then we say you have to be careful, and you can't do an avodah tzibur, but rather then you can only do an avodah tziyochid. For the Gemara Pshita, avad like you have to give it over to the tzibur. Rashi pshita tiyavid bo has no kivon the yamrit moisul tzibur tziburhi. Like Rashi Bekets, pshita that you're allowed to do an avodah with these begodim. And since the din is you have to give it over to the tzibur, so it belongs to the tzibur. So it's like regular big day kuna. So Pshiti, you can do the avoid with it. So Marin says, no, Mada, Tim, I would have thought. Nechesh, let's be afraid. Shemelo Yemasrenu Yofa Yofa, maybe the mother will not give it over the right way. She won't have the right das in mind. She won't really mean to give it over. Like, it's an expensive thing. She put a lot of work into it. So she doesn't want to give it away so fast. Really, really, she wants to keep it for herself. She's just saying, I'll give it away. But let's be afraid. Shemelo Yemasrenu Yofa Yofa. Kamash Malon, then no, we're not afraid. Then the stomach, she gives it over the right way. Right. Omru olav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Paboy, that Shosa Saloi Imoi Ksernis Shomeyamona, that he was a Kohen, and his mother made him Ksernis a robe, mamish worth 100 mona. The life Shoni wore it, the Ivid bo avoidas yochid, and he didn't avoid this yochid like you're allowed to. The way Rashi learns it means taking out the kafa machtam, other Mephorshim learn it means a korban yochid he could bring, o Mosra Lutzibur, and his mother Taka was Meister the Begodim to the Tzibur, so therefore was kosher. Omru olav al Rabbi Loza bar Chasam. It was said about Rabbi Loza bar Chasam, Shosa Soloi Imoi Ksoinis. He was also a Kohen. His mother made him a Ksoinis. Mishtei Rebuya. Mamish $20,000. $10,000. That's how expensive it was. And Vaita Vlohinichu Ochiv Akahanim Loloishon. But the other brothers, the Kahanim, did not let him wear it. They held it wasn't a good enough Ksoinis. It wasn't good. Why not? Bevneishen Nirokorim. Has the wool. The Ksoinis was so good, was such a fine material, that you could see through it. Since you could see through it, that's why they didn't let him wear it. Trashi Mishtei Riba Mona. For the Gemara, Omim Mishazi, is it possible to say you could see through these begotten Ksoinis? V'omama, we learned before, that Chutin Kofol Shisha, every thread that they used to make the sinus of the big dekuna was mamish twirled around, couple, folded over 6 times. So curve was a nice thick, through was a thick material. So since it was a thick material, how could you say you could see through it? And the Gemara, Rabaya, Kecham Rabim Bamazga. It's like a mushel, you have a glass, even though it's a very thick glass, and you have wine inside, so the glass looks red. Like you can see through the glass, you can see the wine. Here also. Even though it was a nice thick material, but through the thick material, you could see his body. Still it was too much, you could see through him, it wasn't kosher. The holder wasn't good. Trashi, Omar. Omar Mar, Chutin Shabid Dekuna, Kofel Shish Lekamu Perek Boloi, Kechamu Bamazgo, Kiyayin Haniru Michutz Lekli Schuchis. Just like wine that's seen through a glass kli. Even though the glass is very thick. Here also. The Bible is big deal oven here. It was made out of pishtin, the flax. It was like sharp, like glowing flax. The man is through the flax, he could still see his basar. So therefore they didn't let him use it. Tana Rabbanan, Oni v'Oshia v'Rosha, Boyin l'Din. This pasuk is going on. Lost the Lavoi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a din to an oni. An oni comes upstairs and they give him a din v'Bicheshvin to a poor person, or else v'Oshia, a rich person, comes upstairs and they give you a din, or else v'Rosha, a Rosha comes upstairs. Is Boyin l'Din is l'Oni Oimrim Loi Mifnei Ma Loi Astakta B'Torah. So when a poor man comes upstairs, they're going to ask him, how come you didn't learn Torah? On the side, he didn't learn Torah. Is it Moimer? If the person's going to answer back, Oni Hayisi, I was too poor. The Torah was on my side. I had too much business to take care of. I had to work hard to make my panasa. I didn't have money. I didn't inherit any money. I had to work hard. So Rashi learns, Rashi Eloni Oimrim, Koimar, Invol Bezdin Shalomala, L'chayev aniyim ayidei hillel. In other words, by Bezdin Shomala, when they give you a din v'cheshbin, they're going to turn it back like we'll soon see because of hillel. V'yashirim ayidei Reb Lezer. U'trudi ayetzer ayidei Yosef. Yesh pischem pel l'bala din l'chayvim. There's a pischem pel like they have a right to m'chayv you upstairs. How come you still didn't learn Torah? So when the yoni, the poor person, comes upstairs and says, I was too busy making a panosa. Is oimim loy, they tell back to you, Kulum oni, Faiso Yasim Hillel, were you poorer than Hillel? Omru Olav was said about Hillel, Omru ala bal hilal azokin, shebechol yoyim v'yoyim, for yoyser, he used to do business every single day, or mishtaker, and he used to work, make of a betarfik. He used to make this coin, shrashi stela medina, that's how much money we'd make every single day. Shulchat tidina, very small amount, it was only a chat tidina. Yeah. So chetzi of hoya noisil l'shem v'yse medrash, half of his paycheck, he gave to the shomer, the watcher of the Beis HaMedrash. Right, at that time, they didn't let them come in free. You had to pay to get in. So he had to pay not much half his salary. He paid every single day to go into the Beis HaMedrash. The chetz of the other half, he spent for himself his panashe beisay. That's how poor he was. Now, pamachas loimotzel his takim. One time he didn't have enough money. He couldn't find business. Other Gemara said he used to chop down wood and sell the wood. One day he didn't make any money. And he didn't have any money. That the Shremer didn't let him come into Beis HaMedrash. He didn't pay his bill to get in. They didn't let him come in. Is Allah, he went up to the roof. Venitlay climbed up there, the Yoshua Pieruba. And he sat on top of the window, on top of the roof. That's where he sat. In order that he's able to hear the shir, they're going to give a shir today. So he wants to hear the shir, learn Gemara. So he stood upstairs on the roof to listen in. They were the Rosh Shivas then. He came to listen to the Torah of Shmaya Vatalyan. His Amr was said over, Shabbos Oya. It was Namish Friday. He used to give shir on Friday also. So Namish climbed up there on Friday. It was Namish in the middle of the winter. The Yoradol of Shelig Minashmayim. And the Abishtim made it, and right now came down a lot of snow. And Mamish, he got snowed in there. And he slept there. Friday night, Mamish, that's Friday night, he slept there. Slept in the snow on top of the Beis Medrash. Kisholom and Ashakra came the next morning. Omruloi Shmayel Avtalyan. So Shmayel told to Avtalyan. Avtalyan Achi, Avtalyan my brother. What's going on here? Bechol Yem Abayis Meir. Every day, the Beis Medrash night lit up. It's nice and then lit light. From what? From the sun that came through the Aruba, through the skylight. So, b'hayoyim awful, and today it's dark. So how come there's no light coming in today? Shem b'yoyim amunin ho, is it a cloudy day outside? So he sees so in aim, they both start to look upstairs, look at their window upstairs. V'rol demusodim, and they saw, no, there was a body upstairs there. The aruba, and on the window upstairs, there was a body there. Is almost they climbed up on top of the roof today on Shabbos, o'motzu olav rum sholosh amas shelig. Mamish, 3 amas, like 6 feet of snow was on top of him. Got buried under 6 feet of snow. For a cool, they shoveled away the snow there. V'yachitzu, and they washed him on Shabbos. V'sichu, they rubbed him down. V'yashivu, k'neged amadura. He even made a fire for him on Shabbos, to put him next to the fire. Omru, they said, roll zeh l'chalov as a Shabbos. It's kedai to mechal haShabbos, it's kuch nefesh. The guy was under 6 feet of snow overnight, upstairs in the roof. It's a kuch nefesh. That was the mice with Hillel HaZokin. So even though he was poor, still he went to learn Torah. And even though he didn't have money to get the Beis HaMedrash, he was mice and efforts to learn Torah. So maybe anybody's going to have a taina. I didn't have enough time to learn. I was too busy. There's not such a good taina. Because you have to learn from Hillel. If I had to Osher, what's going to do with a rich person? Oymerle, they'll tell the rich person, how come you didn't learn Torah? Is the mom of the Osher, if the rich person is going to say, Osher, I was very rich. The Torah the Yisi Benichsai. I was very busy taking care of all my ownership, all my nechosim, all my property I had to take care of. I had no time to learn. Is Omulas said to him, Klumoshir Ha Yisa Yaisim Rabbi Elezer, were you more richer than Rabbi Elezer Bachasim? He was a tremendous Osher we'll soon see, and he was a big masmid. So were you richer than him? Omru Olav was said like this, Our Rabbi Elezer ben Charsim, that Cheniach Loy Aviv Elef Ayoris. His father left over for him a Yerusha, 1,000 cities he owned, for Yabos on the dry land. And connected that he owned 1,000 ships in the Yam, that's how rich he was. Every single day, know what he did? He took a pitcher full of flour, on his shoulders. He travels from city to city, Medina to Medina, not to take care of his panosim, not to take care of the property, but to go learn Torah. And the only tamamish he took with him a noisho kemach. That's what he had to eat, and he went to learn Torah. And akrekach pa machas, once it happened, that motsu avodav, his own avodim, his own slaves, met up with him. And the meister was, the slaves didn't even know who he was. He was the master, but he was always learning Torah, so the slaves didn't know who the master was. So when the slaves met up with him, the also boy Angaria, the like grabbed them and said, Hetasi, we're going to make you work now to do avodah for our master, Reb Lezer ben Chasam. And didn't even realize he was him. Is Omru Lehen. So he said back to him, the Bakoshim again, Hanichuni, leave me alone. The Yedach Limdo Torah, I want to go learn Torah now. Don't bother me to do no work now. Omru Lehen, they said back to him, Chaya Reb Lezer ben Chasam. They swore like in the name of Reb Lezer ben Chasam, Shemanich and Oischa. I'm not going to leave you alone. The pshat is why? Because the whole time that he was the master, he never went to see his workmen. He never went to see them, so the workmen didn't even know who he was. So here it happened that a workman, the slave, mistaken him and thought he was somebody else, and that's how much of a masman he was. He was sitting and learned Torah the whole day and the whole night. So even if you're a big rusher, you have to take it, learn from Lazar Chasim, still to learn. Rashi says, Angaria, Avoides Saria. They want to take him to do public work. The Avoides Atzmoy Hoysa. It was not much work for he himself. They ain't a Makirim boy. They did not even realize that he was their master. Usvurim Shumiyoshvi Hoyoris. They thought that the Lazar Chasim was one of the people living in the cities. And the Lazar Chasim owned the city. So they made him start to work for the Lazar Chasim. Because they had to do work now for the master of the city. Who was the master of the city? Reb Lezer ben Chasam. But the workmen didn't even know who he was, so they all once caught him and made him do work for them. Until finally he got his way out. So that's an usher. Vaita Russia. Russia doesn't mean you're mamish Russia. It means that you have a big yetzara. You have a big type with the duznus, and so Russia. Omruloi. How come you didn't learn Torah? Im Omer will say, No, you're easy. I was very pretty. I looked very nice. Oh, Torah be Yitzri. Since I looked so nice, I had a big Yetzirah. And he was bothering me to say the Yetzirah. He kept me busy with Nus the whole time. I didn't have time to learn Torah. Is Omer Loi would tell this person, Kulum noha Yisri mi Yosef. Were you more beautiful than Yosef Atzadik? Omer Olov, it was said, Al Yosef Atzadik, that v'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Every single day she kept on talking to him, come and live with me. The same dress she wore in the morning to him, she didn't wear in the afternoon. She kept on trying to dress differently. And the same dress she wore at night, she didn't wear the next day. She said to him, Hashmi'ali, listen to me. Omar Loi said to her, Love, I'm not going to listen to you. Yosef said, No, I'm not going to live with you. Omar Loi, she said to him, Hareni chavshtecho beveis asurim. I'm going to put you into jail if you don't live with me. Is Omar Loi, so Yosef gets it back to him, to her, Hashem amati asur, I'm not afraid of you. You put me in jail, Hashem will take me out. Hareni kafechos kremasecho. I'm going to mamish fold you up and tie you down. So Yosef answered back, Hashem zoike kafufim, I'm not afraid of you. Hareni misamas enecha, I'm going to make you blind, she said to him. So Yosef answered back, Hashem pakeach ivrim, I'm not afraid of you. Nosnu loy elef kikrei kesef, lishmoy eleho. So vaita she gave Yosef mamash 1,000 kikrei kesef, to that the Kadeshi, he should listen to her, to live with lishka betzlo, to live with her. Li yos imo, so to live, to be with her. He didn't listen to her to live with her in this world, and that he should not be in Gehenna because of that. It doesn't mean it means he wouldn't listen to her, he would have done this chet, he would have been in Gehenna. So he didn't want to be in Gehenna. So he didn't live with her in this world, and he wasn't with her in the next world. And so it comes to south that even though he had a tremendous Yetzirah, still he fought the Yetzirah. So you see, no matter how big of a Yetzirah you have, still it's possible to fight him. So still you should have been a tzaddik and should have learned Torah. Nimtzeh comes out, Hillel Mechayev Esaniyah. If any person that's an Oni thinks he has a psur not to learn Torah, he has to learn from Hillel, not like that. Reb Lezer ben Chasam Mechayev Esashirim. No matter how rich you are, also still you have to learn Torah. Yosef Mechayev Esarashoyim. And Yosef has a time, whoever was a Russia that feels he has a big Yetzirah, he can't fight back, you have to know, no, it's possible to fight back. just like Yosef went back. Mishnah writer. Voloi Eitzoporoi. So now the Kohen Gadol, after he put on his big day lovan, now he's going lefnai lefnim, now he's starting to do the avodah sayoyim. The avodah special of Yom Kippur, that's done lefnai lefnim with the big day lovan. So Voloi Eitzoporoi, he came near his par. Now Poroi, where was his par standing? Poroi, hoyoi made bein ulam l'mizbeach. It was between the ulam and the mizbeach. Now when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, that you come in Mizruch side, you go into Ezra's Yisrael, you go into the Azorim, then further inside is the Mizbeach, and then in front of the Mizbeach, there's space there, and then in front of that is the Ulam. So his par was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Hayoymed ben Ulam the Mizbeach. Roisha, where was the head of the par? Lidor. The head of the par was facing Durham side. That was to the left side, Durham side. Opon of Lumarv. But just the face, they turned frontwards to Marav's side. They turned the face towards Marav, straightening, facing towards upwards. V'ha'koyein the Kohen Gadol, oimed b'mizrach. We're standing backwards on Mizrach side. Upon of Lamarav, the Kohen Gadol was facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We were standing more on the east side, away from the par, facing Lamarav towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'esoymech shtei yadav olav. And he put his two hands on top of his par, on top of his korban. Or Mesvad, and used to say Vidui. This is the Vidui that the Kohen God used to say. Honor Hashem, please Hashem. Or Visi, Porshati, Chotosi Lofanecha. Like he's doing Tshuva now. He's saying Vidui, speaking out, he did Chatoim. He did things willingly, not willingly. He did Chotosi Lofanecha. Ani Yovesi, me and my whole family. Honor Hashem, please Hashem. Kafeno, forgive us. Liavoinos, Lipshoim, Lachatoim. She'ovisi v'she'poshati v'she'chotos l'funecho ani yobesi kakosti v'teros moish avdecho. Like it says in the Torah, the Torah says ki v'yoy mazeh yichapro aleichem. That's what it said vidui, that today is the day of kaporum, Hashem forgives. The Bible says we have to do vidui though in order to have kaporum, so therefore I'm saying now my vidui, there I should be able to have my kaporum. So Rashi says roish l'dorim upon of l'marim afores b'gemara. They turned the animal's face towards the Eichel. The Kaboy time, the Gemara will explain why. Why didn't the animal face B'chlal that way? Let the Zorim, the back of the animal, be towards Mizrach, and the head facing towards Marav. Like if you want the head to face to Marav, why wasn't it that way? Why do you have to have the body the other way, and just the head turned around towards Mizrach, towards Marav? That the Gemara will explain. The Akrain Amir b'Mizrach, Achur of the Mizrach, and the back was towards Mizrach. His face was towards Marav. So he said, Vidui, but the Pasuk says, Ki vayoy mazeh yechapra lechem. V'hein oinem achrov, and everybody else answered after him, Bor shem kivoy machus el olam v'yad. That was the end of what they answered back in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what they used to answer. All right, we'll stop it. Yeah, we'll just see the mission again on the last Amid. Mission says again, Bolo Yetzu Poroi, now on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol came near his par, O Poroi Hoya Oimeid Ben Ulam Mizbeach. His par was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Roishoi, the head of the par, Ledorim, was facing towards Dorim. Upon of Lamarv, but his head was turned rightwards towards Marv. So the animal was facing this way towards Dorim, and his head was turned over towards Marv. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'hakoyein oimeid b'mizrach, and the Kohen was standing on the east side of the animal. Upon of Lamarv, and the Kohen was facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards Marv, in back of the animal. V'soymech shtei yodav olov. And then he used to make the smicha, put his two hands on top of the animal, between the two coronas of the animal. Or Mesvadin would say vidui. The kacha yoyim, this is the way he used to say. Ono Hashem, we'll see in the Gemara why he said this nusach, aber avisi, avisi posh means the chatoim he did the mezid, for shati, that's the averis you did, the merit, that's the bigger thing than mezid, or chatosi is b'shoigig.
Lefonecho ani yobeisi yonu Hashem, kapelo figibos lavoinois lepshoyim lechatoyim, shiovisi v'sheposhati v'shechatosi lefonecho. Ani yobeisi. Takosu b'toras Moshe, it says in the Toras Moshe Avdechom, kibayoyim azeh yechapro leichem. Vein oinu ma'achrov, you stand in the Beis HaMikdash, boruch Hashem kvoyim achusu l'olam vod. Now the Gemara will explain the whole Mishnah. The kids, so this a little bit is the picture. That used to be the Mizbeach was over here, and the Ulam was facing further up here, and his par was on Dorim's, was on Sofen's side, the par was. So we'll see here, the par was standing right around here. The par was, we'll see in the Gemara. Usually Sofen is on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's called Sofen. Here we're saying the par was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, a little bit further up. That's where the par was. The par was not directly straight across the right side of the Mizbeach, like usually that's called Sofen. Like a Kodesh Kedoshim, the Shechit is always B'Tzofen. On the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. So usually it's like the Shechita right over here. Now in Yom Kippur we brought the par a little bit further up, closer towards the Ulam. We'll see in the Gemara why we did that. But it was still on Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. It wasn't right on top of the Mizbeach. It was still on the right of the Mizbeach, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Just a little bit further up between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. That's where his par was. And his par was facing this way. Just the head was facing upwards towards the Marv. His head was facing upward, but his body was straight across. And the Kohen Gadol was standing over here, underneath, below the Korban, facing the Marv, and here, right over here, we make the Smicha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Gemara says, now, Mansha.